My message is that technology needs to serve humanity. Humanity has to be more important than technology. I think that can be achieved, but right now it's kind of like technology is more important than anything else because technology makes so much money. So the biggest issue is that technology is so powerful now that we need to have a counterweight. Right? So I call this a new human renaissance, you know, the importance of humans. And that has to be a message that everybody understands. We're going to live in a world that has roughly 9 billion people on the internet. It's 3.5 billion now. And 9 billion people connected at very high speed. Not 5G, but 100G, right? So basically internet like water, like air, right? You're going to be able to work remotely or in the cloud, anywhere in the world, and also travel there, you know, through the HoloLens, through virtual reality. We're going to live in a world where a computer has more processing power than all of the human brains combined. So there's a huge amount of changes, you know, many of them are very positive, but we have to govern them, you know, we have to make sure that they do the right thing, you know. It's kind of, you know, a technology is like a nuclear bomb, you know, a nuclear bomb where I can make a reactor and create energy, or I can make a bomb and kill people, right? And it's the same with artificial intelligence, genetic engineering. We have to control the use of technology. Yeah, so as far as jobs are concerned, it's quite clear that anything that is a routine, that doesn't require human thinking, ingenuity, emotions, the machines are learning, right? I call this the end of routine. So anything that's routine work, whether it's oil change at the car, or accounting, right, or administration, searching, filing, call center, the next 10 to 20 years, machines will learn every possible routine, including fixing your teeth and, yeah, if it does not take human judgment. But many jobs have pieces of human judgment. So for example, accounting is a number work, but if you want to be a good accountant, you also have to understand, right? So there's a lot of statistics saying roughly 5% of all jobs that can be automated will be completely automated. Right? I think it's a big social change for us because we're going to move on to do the work that's not routine. That will be our job. So I always say that our ultimate job is to be human. Right? So that's understanding, negotiation, creativity, design, imagination. Basically, lots of statistics showing roughly 70% of all the jobs in 2030 have not even been invented. They don't even exist. Right. So we're going to have jobs like interface designers for machines. We're going to have jobs like ethicists, rule makers, people who try to create human profiles that work with the machines. We're going to have all kinds of jobs, and many jobs will not be jobs. You know, they will be what's called the gig economy. You know, and in 20 years, the whole definition of work is basically finished. Right? We're moving into a world where work is no longer about money, and also purpose. Right? So work as a purpose. Right? It's a very big theme. Right? So if you're a kid today, your work is probably going to be not just to create money and purpose, but self-realization, and you know, to invent your own work. So our kids have to be inventors, they have to be imaginative, they have to take risks, they have to understand what's coming. I think it's a big opportunity, but it's definitely scary, I think, for a lot of people to think about the future is uncertain. Yeah.